They were whispering about him, this time to the new girl. She had arrived at River Remus along with the New Mexican monsoons of summer. He had been out driving, running an errand for his mom, when he had noticed her with Chelsea and Shannon and Lisa Holloway walking down Arroyo Way. It had been 4 in the afternoon, the typical time for the mountain skies to open up, but the storm that day had been particularly strong. Blustery winds and blinding lightning strikes were followed by ear-shattering thunder, the distance between sight and sound growing shorter as millions of volts of electricity loomed dangerously close. The rains were flooding the sinewy roads and hillsides, red clay soil oozing from the mountains. It was coming down so fast that he had almost pulled over as pea-sized hailstones bounced off the windshield of the SUV. But the wipers were batting the hail away with rhythmic efficiency. The girls were soaked to the skin, dodging ice pellets, running with their t-shirts pulled over the tops of their heads, showing inches of tanned bare skin along the belt line. He was about to offer them a lift, but at the last moment they beelined under the portal of JD's house. Their hushed voices in the school's lunchroom howled like a tempest. Not that he could hear them, they were too far away, but he knew what they were saying because it's what everyone said. Shannon and Chelsea were talking in tandem.
"That's Vix over there sitting by himself. He's kind of weird, a lone wolf, especially after his sister died. Raped and murdered, strangled. She was only 16, almost 17.
As if her age mattered. But it was always the addendum, because Ellen had almost been 17. The new girl would be shocked and scared.
Who did it? Unsolved for over 2 years. Lots of suspects no one ever arrested. Some people at first even thought that Vix did it.
The new girl's eyes would get big.
Did he? Nah, Vix is just Vix. Weird, but harmless. He rides his bike everywhere, even though he can drive. It could be pouring outside, and there's Vix pedaling his bike up the mountain. You know how it is. Those nerdy math types. He's a genius in math. Yeah, if you need help for your SATs, just put on a smile and he's a sucker.
Giggles all around. Then suddenly the whispering would stop and they'd move on to gossiping about someone else. His eyes moved back to his book, some ludicrous sci-fi thriller, but his concentration wasn't there and his mind shifted into default mode, thinking about his sister. Both sisters, but mainly Ellen. Ben was now older than his sister had been when she passed. That day, when his mom got the phone call, they'd been driving back from Albuquerque. At 14, he had maxed out in high school math and was taking college calculus at UNM in Albuquerque. The school year was days away from over. He was tired, grumpy, and hungry, and traffic was a bitch on I-25. Between rush hour and construction, the highway had become a parking lot. He'd been arguing with his mom when Dad's call cut through the Bluetooth. The day, Wednesday. The time, 5:10.
"Do you know where Ellen is?" he asked.
"She isn't home." Mom waited a second. "She should have been home 2 hours ago.
"She's not home, Laura."
An awful pause.
"How far away are you?"
"I don't know."
Panic had seeped into her voice.
"I guess about 45 minutes.
"Just get home. I'll keep making phone calls."
The ride home was unbearably long and silent. 4 hours later, the police were sitting on the living room couch. Detective Samuel Shanks did most of the talking. Back then, Ben had thought Shanks a big man, tall as well as hefty. 3 years later, they were around the same height, although Shanks still outweighed him by 50-plus pounds. The detective spoke earnestly. He asked questions. "Has she ever done this before? Any problems at home, at school? What about with her friends, with a boyfriend?" Ellen had no problems with anyone. Everybody loved her.